Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night, November 24th, 2023, 18 minutes past the hour. And I want to make a little announcement that Carrington is no longer a part of the show. During the break, we had a falling out, and I had to ask her to leave. She was a little phony. Matt,
he wishes he could get me out of here that easily.
You know, I wondered if people would believe that if I started with that one, because I didn't tell her I was going to do that. So, by the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. How's the bread pudding with the special Lazarus Chintz bourbon sauce?
I said that it kind of tastes like a cinnamon roll with some, like, warm milk or cream on top of it, and you just kind of, like, stirred it up in there. It's really mushy, but the taste is good. I like it.
I thought it was great, and I like bread pudding. This is the third batch of bread pudding I've been given. I mentioned it once on the air, and I got some at Der Dutchman. Somebody made it for me the other day, homemade, and then Bob made this today.
Is it always, like, liquidy like this? Is this how bread pudding
is? Yeah, that's how bread pudding. It's pudding.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Sorry.
So says the title.
Okay.
But when you get pudding, that's a solid. It's just
that's
not
true.
Good.
Well, it's warm. Pudding's not typically a warm food.
But, well, this is more of a Christmas dish.
No, I know. That's just why I was like, oh, bread pudding could just be the term for it. Maybe it's not really pudding-y technique.
Now, you've never had bread pudding, right, Matt?
I have not.
So what'd you make of this?
I think it's really good.
And you don't like anything. You don't like anybody. You don't like anything. You don't like pizza. You don't like people.
Doesn't like Christmas.
Don't
that's
like Christmas.
For sure.
I haven't.
So you're a perfect elf.
Yeah. He's so jolly.
You know, I mean, honestly, if I was an elf, I don't know how much I would like Christmas. My entire existence revolves around making gifts for everybody.
There you go.
What was that?
Well, you don't eat on the air. But, no, tell us about tomorrow while I'm going to eat my bread pudding now.
So, tomorrow, starting at 6, there will be a parade that Scott will be announcing. And then after the truck parade... there will be, in Founders Park, there'll be a tree lighting ceremony. Scott will be there reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." George Kasotis will be there lighting the tree, maybe. Or sorry, no, not George Kasotis. George Kasotis.
Oh, man.
Sorry, George
Kasotis. Darn this live radio.
George Kasotis might be there. Not 100% sure yet, but Jack Kellogg will be there lighting the tree. That sounds better.
The longest serving mayor in Marion history.
Carrington and I will be there singing.
Elves.
We'll be leading singing.
Yeah,
because everyone's supposed to sing along with us.
I'm just nervous.
Reminder, everyone sing with us.
Oh my gosh. I gave everybody a pep talk earlier here.
And we did. We came an hour early tonight to prepare to pep talk, make sure this was going to go okay. I think nerves are settled at this point. Please sing along.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. I've been excited. I hope others sing along
with
us.
Are your parents excited? Is your family excited? Is your grandma who got the toilet seat excited?
She probably won't be there, but my parents are excited.
Are they coming?
I think so. They were talking about it.
Make sure they come up and say hello.
Okay, I'll make sure.
Because your mom and I met very briefly.
Right, and you said she's a lovely lady.
Lovely lady, and I don't think I've ever met your dad.
Nobody called in that one time.
He did call
in.
So
you can meet
them. When you
weren't on. Right, when I wasn't there.
So bring them up, and I can tell them what I really think of you.
Okay, perfect.
Are they going to bring gifts tomorrow? Like baked goods?
My mom's probably at home right now.
I thought she was like the baking lady.
She is the baking lady. They honestly didn't know that this was happening tomorrow until earlier today. So,
do they listen to the show?
No, they do. Some weeks it's a little hit or miss. My dad was listening last week, so he definitely knows. Well, they know about the Caledonia one. I think the Marion one was recently added. Like, maybe they had to miss that week. I'm not sure. But
I'm excited for you.
Yeah. I think that they think it's a little silly. They know I'm not a great singer, so...
You're an elf.
I'm an elf. They know that we can ring in Christmas successfully.
Now, Matt, what's the feedback you got? Your people coming?
I don't think I've invited anybody, but I don't think anybody's coming.
Now, your mom took off the day to come in Caledonia.
I guess she might come in Caledonia, but I do believe Caleb's coming.
It seems like I talk to your people more than you talk to your people.
Well, I mean, I got stuff to do.
You don't talk to your people?
Not really.
Okay. Well, why do they come up to me?
I talked to him.
Because Matt's not telling him anything.
I guess.
They don't ask. They ask you for some reason, you know?
Well, they know who's in charge.
Yeah, they know who's reliable. They know who has made us reschedule our event twice thus far.
Look, man, I had to work. It's not my fault they had me running the store.
I'm just messing with you.
Oh, my Lord. So, what would you like to talk about?
I would like to talk about what I want for Christmas.
Okay, go ahead. What do you want?
Well, do you guys have anything on your list? Nothing you're, like, bursting at the seams to get out right now?
Well, like I told you, I can never think of anything I want because I think I have everything I want.
I asked my mom and dad for a washer and dryer.
Oh, there you go. So you got a list.
I know.
You don't have a washer and dryer?
No.
This could explain the whole shower thing.
I go to my grandma's to do laundry.
No, you know what? Young people who move out early usually don't have washers and dryers. That's an interesting thing.
Yeah, definitely. That's what...
You have to go laundry.
I was talking about that with my boss the other day, and she said that was her first big purchase whenever she got her big girl job.
Your boss, who... What's her name again?
Caitlin.
Caitlin. I feel her and I should become friends.
Yeah, I'll let her know.
We'll tell her, because she said something nice, right?
Yes.
What'd she say again?
About you?
Yeah.
She just said that you were funny. She could see why you were a radio host. Like,
good.
It made sense.
And I was funny in that moment of getting a shot by a novice.
Yes.
No, because her and I think we're closer in age, you know?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 31, 32.
32, that's
like
good.
That.
She's got a husband and a kid, right?
She has two kids, yes.
And a husband. So, yeah, I feel that that's the proper group that I should be in. You know, I think her and I could have a nice little chat.
I'm sure you guys could, yeah. I can try to set that up for you.
She seems like she's on the level. No, I'm fascinated.
She's a silly girl. You should come work in the pharmacy.
Well, she's a pharmacist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, that fascinates me. I'd be interested in what she does. I've talked to Susan before, and Susan's great, mm-hmm. but it's just I think it would be a different conversation with this girl.
Yeah. I mean, Susan and Caitlin Susan's a grandma, Caitlin's a mom.
Right,
so they're
just
in different age categories for
And
sure.
So I think I could relate better to her, and she seemed very nice that day, and the fact that she said a nice thing, that's nice. Why isn't she listening to the show?
Because she has two kids.
Yeah, but you can turn it on.
She's busy. Yeah, her kids are just young, and she's always tired. She's a really sleepy girl.
She looked a little tired when
I
saw her that day. She looked a little tired.
Permanently burned on her face.
Is that right?
Yeah, no, she's tired.
Well, she looked fine. I just thought she looked a little tired.
Yeah, she's just often tired.
Yeah.
She's a 10-month-old baby, so.
I have. I always park next to her.
Oh, how do you know it's her?
Just because I was like, man. Because the car she drives, I really like that specific car, so I'm like, man. I'm just going to park there.
So what do you know about this girl?
Other than the fact that she drives the car that she drives, not much.
I can see her and I and her husband and her kids all going to a pizza.
That sounds
I'll
like
ask her if she would like to do
that.
Yeah,
but listen.
I don't know. It seems to me like you're thinking a little far ahead here, Scott.
They're all going to be friends.
Yeah, what's wrong with it? Isn't that what friends do?
I don't know.
Hang out and have pizza.
What do you do?
Me and my friends?
We've hung out. You and I have hung out.
That's what you guys do.
See, but like, I mean, me and Scott did what I do with a lot of my friends. I enjoy sitting around talking. We basically just sat around and talked.
Now, true or false, you came into my house on Labor Day. You stayed longer than anybody else and actually missed your thing because you stayed and we were just sitting there talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So act like this doesn't happen. So why can't I have pizza with this girl?
I don't know.
There you go.
I don't know. It seems a little different to go have pizza with.
What, you think she's lame? You think she's like a deadhead? You think
No.
So funny.
Just like it's not like you guys are just hanging out having a party at your house. It's just you're going to have dinner.
Do you want me to invite her over to the house? Bring the family on over.
See, that almost makes more sense though. Then I don't know, because it's just you, and then her entire family.
Scott's a good conversationalist. I think he'd be able to hold his own.
I mean, I'm sure he could do it.
He'd be
fine. I don't know about it. Just, you know,
Caitlin's
I wouldn't wanna.
Just busy. That's my only concern. I'll see if she has time to get you on the schedule.
No, I'm not saying that we have to, like, write it
down. You don't need a date or anything?
No, I'm just saying, you know, I think you have to get to know somebody first. You know, obviously we'll do that. And then we'll get to
this. This is more of, like, a compliment. Like, Scott said he would be interested in...
Yeah, he said you're a nice person.
You're a nice person.
Yeah,
and we'll see how that goes. Okay. We need to get back to the topic.
What was the topic?
Yeah.
How did I get off on that thing?
What's your Christmas list?
Why did that pop in my head?
I had mentioned Caitlin.
Washer and dryer.
Washer and dryer. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So Matt wants a washer and dryer.
I didn't think I was
Christmas.
Pre-associating. Be no other reason she'd pop into my mind.
No.
Unless you talked about that god-awful shot again. Okay.
It was not that bad.
No, you were really good. I have to admit.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nope.
I appreciate it.
Saline and water. Although I have felt strange ever since then.
Yeah.
See, I think she gave you something that wasn't saline and water.
I felt weird that day. I remember thinking, what is wrong?
I always feel a little weird after I get a shot, but that's just because I can, like, feel the needle on my arm.
I did. You know why I felt weird about all that paperwork I had to do?
Yeah.
I lied. I had to tell you.
You lied on the paperwork?
Oh, I certainly did.
What'd you lie about?
Well, I'm not telling you. I'm not filling out that stuff.
Honestly, you're not filling it out?
No, you're asking me about all these diseases and the... No. Who would write that down?
That was just, you filled out the general consent form to get a vaccine, which, you know, they have to know.
Well, I gave you a general idea.
Haven't had chemo or anything, just don't want to make sure they're going to hurt something, like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all.
I don't get into that with people.
That's fine.
Do you?
I mean, I guess with healthcare professionals, you're supposed to.
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
I don't
necessarily
listen,
talk about my like, healthcare. But
if
like,
I know somebody personally, I am not going to tell them my personal business.
That's fine. I didn't read your paper anyway. I don't even
know.
Well,
it was all baloney. It was all...
Well, good thing.
It was all just nonsense.
It was just lies. You're phony.
Not lies. It was just me. I should have wrote none of your business on all of this paperwork.
Probably couldn't have given you the vaccine then.
You gave me a vaccine?
Well, no, it was a mock vaccine. It was a sodium chloride. But
why couldn't you give somebody sodium chloride who had, the mumps or something?
That's because it's nothing. It's just like water.
Why do you need to know my medical history?
They just made you fill out the same form everybody else fills out when they get a vaccine.
But I'm allowed to get vaccines.
Ask Kroger. Yeah, this is not a question for me.
Anyway, what do you want for Christmas?
sorry. I want some board games for Christmas.
Oh, okay, I'm cool with that. Board games are nice.
Board games?
Board games.
Like what, Sorry?
Catan.
Catan. I've been interested in playing
Catan?
Yeah.
You ever played before?
I have not, no, but it just sounds like a super long board game.
No,
like,
it's honestly,
super long, super
complex. There's all these like expansion packs, which I don't know a lot about that, but I've played the basic version of Catan, and it took maybe like an hour and a half.
It is called the Settlers of Catan, right?
Or is this I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Settlers of Catan, and they have like something about like dragons or something with like, expansion packs. There's a bunch of expansion packs.
So
like, that could
along
with the game.
You know, like Dungeons and Dragons, right? It's like a board game version of Dungeons and Dragons.
That sounds like a good night.
it is Dungeons and Dragons.
I want this game called Wingspan. It's about birds.
I like birds.
Yeah, it's fun. You just have to like score points, and there's like different ways to score points, and so you know you don't know like depending on what cards you draw, like how you're gonna score the most points and stuff. But it's all like based on birds, and they have expansion packs of that too. Like I want the North America set, but they have Asian birds and European birds. This is legitimately on my list.
Well,
Scott looks judgmental.
No, it's a fun game. I'd like to give you the bird, but here's the thing. the bird game.
Yes,
I meant the bird game. I'd like to give you the bird game. But no, is that
not
a fun
up your
night?
Alley.
Yeah,
I love board games. I like games in general. This is just a fun game I played before. Okay, I want to get new running shoes. I'm doing a 10-miler in April.
See, here we go again.
So,
a 10-miler, is that what it's called?
A 10-miler.
I think it's called a 10-miler.
It is. I'm doing it.
A miler?
A 10-miler.
So, if I was going to go watch somebody in a 10-miler, I'd say, I'm going to the 10-miler?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't. That sounds ridiculous. The 10-mile run. I'm going to the 10-mile run.
Okay, fine. 10-mile run.
Okay.
It's in Disney World. It's called the Hakuna Matata 10-miler.
What's with you in Disney World? You work there. Uh-huh. You want to go back for the 10-miler. What is this fascination? Do you want to be something there? Do you got like a thing?
No. I originally went because I didn't go away for college, and this was going to be a kind of a way to go like live in a dorm room on my own and stuff. And I was like, oh, that'll be fun. And I had a good time. I met friends there and everything, so now I have people I could go visit there. And actually, this 10-miler, I was talking to somebody at work, and they're going to do it, and they were encouraging me to sign up, and they said I could stay with them in their hotel room there and everything.
Now, who's going
to
run a 10-miler?
This pharmacist, her name's Allison.
Okay.
She's a runner. Yeah.
Really? Where's
yeah.
she work?
The Kroger Pharmacy.
Where?
She's a floater pharmacist, so she is only there sometimes.
Have you ever seen this woman?
Probably not.
I've never seen anybody come out of that pharmacy who I thought could run 10 miles.
She could. She's like petite. She's like she's built like a runner. Like I'm scared because like I've never ran 10 miles in my life.
What's a runner built like?
They're probably pretty like thin and agile.
Yeah.
Maybe longer legs that could help them. But I mean, some
the majority of the time
legs.
They're like I think the majority of the time they're probably super tall with a shorter body and longer legs.
Oh, okay. Well, you fit.
Yeah. So so I'm like, hopefully the
Carrington's a sprinter.
Okay. Impossible.
You think
I'm
torn earlobes?
Yeah. It's a staple mark of runners. That's haven't right. they told
Boy,
you?
Boy, you would be a shoo-in.
Yeah, so I'm going to win the 10 mile. No.
Well, you never know. You gotta go. Gotta go for first.
I actually, when I was signing up for this, I entered the slowest time possible.
Are you competitive?
Yeah, somewhat. I ended like I did sports and stuff. I get a little competitive in games, but like, if I'm losing, like. My favorite thing, if I'm, like, putt-putting or something, like, I'm going to start off trying my best, but then as soon as I start, you know, have a six-hole shot or something, I wasn't even trying. Like, I'm done. I'm just goofing around the rest of the time.
Now, do you were looking at your phone. Do you have, like, a whole Christmas list on your phone?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Do you guys not? My mom wants a Christmas list every
year.
Well,
no, I, you know... Yeah.
When people ask you what you want, like, why not? I always just write stuff down when it comes to my mind. Like, another thing I have on here...
I never think of things.
...is a little, like, I want a little headache cap.
A headache cap?
Yeah, I have migraines a lot, and this is, like, this little cap that goes in the freezer, and then whenever you're having one of these, like, headache, migraine things...
What's stressing you out?
I know. I think it's a lack of hydration. There's no water in this studio. I asked Scott if I could
This is
drink.
Causing you migraines?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
It's this... No, this has been going on for a few months. Just, like, I don't think I drink enough in general. I don't eat enough in general. I don't think I sleep that well. I think it's just my lifestyle that can be causing the migraines.
Well, so why don't you eat properly?
It's just not always like feasible. I'm busy, you know, like I work 8 hours and then I will come straight here afterward. And then it's, you know, I get home at 10 or 11 and like, yeah, I ate at lunch one
time. One day.
No, I honestly,
but like my other days are busy too. Like I just find things to occupy myself and like, I honestly just don't prioritize eating enough.
I agree with Carrington. So it hasn't been that bad as of recently, but when I was in school, and I would get out at like 2:45, and I'd be at work at 3, and sometimes it'd work me 3 to 10. So by the time I'd get home, I'd have school the next day, and I'm like, I'm not going to eat something. If I eat something, that means I have to stay up to like 11 because I got to make it and then eat, and then I got to go to sleep and wake up at 7 to go to school the next day. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm just going to go to sleep. So I just go the whole day without eating anything. Because I woke up, went to school, I didn't eat lunch because I had to pay for
it.
I was about to pay for lunch. I don't think eating...
If you're willing to pay the price and get the migraine...
Yeah, no, it's awful. I'm trying to get better about it. I don't know that it's that. Maybe it's something else. That's just it started whenever I was working at Disney World. Actually, it was when this first started happening. So
Mickey Mouse. How does Disney World work? Do you just live down there?
Oh man.
Yeah, they have this thing called the Disney College Program. So that's for college students to go and do what they call an internship for a semester. I think you can do it up to a year long. Is how long people can stay. Then, yeah, you just get assigned to work at one of the locations in Disney World. There was, like, probably 30 different things that you could have been doing. You could have been, like, a front desk receptionist. You could have been working on a ride. You could have been working in one of the stores. You could have been custodial, cleaning up puke all day. And there was a wide range of what you could have been assigned to do. So... yeah, I just decided to do it. And another thing, you didn't find out what you were doing until you showed up in Florida. And then they would be like, okay, this is what your job's going to be
imagine
for the next 5 months.
Imagine showing up to Florida and they're like, hey, man, you're a janitor.
Yeah. That happened to some people. I was praying, like, on my way there. I was like, oh, please, I can't. Like, anything but that.
Did you switch jobs around or did they just assign you a job and that was your job until the season was over?
No, so my job was working at the roller coaster Slinky Dog Dash in Hollywood Studios, if you've ever been to Disney World. And that was like a what they called safety critical role. So we had to do like a training and you had to take and pass an exam to be qualified to operate a ride. So since I was only there for 5 months, you know, I was just doing the same thing the whole time. But my friend who came with me was assigned to work up front at Hollywood Studios and all their like little stores that they have. So she would come sometimes like switch into different stores and sometimes she did like stroller rentals and stuff so she could switch around, but I didn't.
What you're eating over there?
Oh, did you need me? Let me know when you need me.
You can come back. Yeah, what's going on over there?
I don't know. That conversation, you know, it started, and then all of a sudden, I saw darkness.
Is it world?
Yeah, I was just...
You have Mickey Mouse trauma?
I just wasn't feeling that conversation.
That's fine.
That's okay. Just wasn't...
He doesn't want to talk about my past. Nope, not my life.
No, I want to know about your past. The stuff I want to know about, you don't want to talk about, so there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, just the not about Disney World.
No, Disney World just doesn't do it for me.
Oh, wow.
I like Disney.
Yeah,
I
just not your thing.
No, not really, but not in particular.
Okay, that's fine.
That's your thing, though.
That's not my thing. I think it's overpriced and, like, crazy, obviously, but...
I think you've got, like, a whole secret life is what I believe, if you really want to know.
What?
Yes, I do. I think
yes, I do.
Yes.
Yes, I do. That was
not a good portrayal of me. But what
that's
I'm
what
saying,
you did. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Well, I'm not gonna lie. What? I'm just saying I think what people see of you is not exactly what you are. That's all I'm saying. I'm not gonna go any deeper than that.
That's so mean. My mom's sitting at home right now. She's like, "Oh my gosh, Carrington's like being wild out there."
No, I don't know it to be true.
Yeah, but is that what you're insinuating right now?
Not necessarily. I'm.
Oh my gosh!
No, did I insinuate that? I don't think I insinuated that.
I don't know.
You were smiling. Did you think we're getting this is exactly the real person?
So,
okay, there you go. So we don't lie, Matt.
So
don't lie.
I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, I'm. There's no point to lie. Lying is a waste of time. I believe in honesty. So I'm gonna say that I do believe me and Scott have actually talked about this before.
I think we have.
That we think that you put on a little bit of a show sometimes.
Yes. I'm saying it's the truth.
What do you guys want me to do? No, I don't think so. Is it like my personality seems?
I think you tell us what you want to tell us, and I think it fits a narrative of who you are. But I don't think we get the real show. And not that we necessarily should. I mean, we're only around you a couple times a week. It's not like we would get the real show. But we don't see you in authentic situations. So
okay, I think sometimes I've talked about I think we have pretty different lives, honestly. I've talked about my relationships. No, I'm being
what
honest.
What the heck does that mean?
No,
I
think that sometimes I'll say things that you guys just really don't relate to, and so I kind of stop talking about it. Like, you've talked about the, like, friendship stuff, and, like, I guess for me, like, my friends are just, like, a really big priority in my life, and, like, that's
I have friends.
I know, but, like,
why can't I relate to that?
I'm not saying you can't relate to that. Can I finish?
Go ahead.
Thank you.
This is a real bonding moment.
Yeah, I know. No, I feel like sometimes my perception of things is a little different, maybe. I just, like, I don't prioritize the same thing the same way that you guys might, so maybe I just, like, it seems a little off. I don't know.
You don't prioritize the same way? What are we prioritizing?
I don't know, maybe working and making money. Like, I really value friendships and just hanging out. You guys obviously also do, because this is, like, you know, kind of like us just hanging out. But, like, I don't know. You guys seem to think that, like, people fall out. Like, I just haven't, like, I've had the same friends, like, my entire life. Like, I don't really have any falling outs or anything, like.
No, I have friends who I've had forever.
Okay.
I mean, I'm more interested in you than telling you about me.
Okay.
Like, remember when you thought I was an only child? Okay, like
but
that.
I still think you're an only child. Okay. Do you have a sibling?
I'm not getting into it. But the point is, I'm more interested in you than I think you are in me as a person. So
what?
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't say
why?
That. Well, you don't ask me anything.
I have asked you things so many times, and you say, "I'm the moderator."
Well,
you cannot say that's not true.
I'm with Carrington on this one. Yes. Every time, like when we'll be talking about something, and she'll try to ask you how you feel about it, and you'll be like, "Well, you know," and then you'll just immediately change the topic.
Yes, so don't sit here with that.
Well, you know, and then stumble over your words,
what
you
the
know
heck?
And then just bounce to a new topic.
I'm the moderator. So here we go. Let's go on to the next topic.
That's what I thought.
No, that's not true, though.
I guess I'm so interested in learning about you. I've asked questions.
Why do you want to know about me? That's
why. Why do you want to know about me?
Because
why?
You're a human being.
Okay, you're a human being, and I like
but
to
you
learn
know about
you.
Me. You can't give it. You're like a politician. You can't answer a question with a question.
I'm just saying this argument just seems like a wheel. Like you're
having
like,
an argument.
We are.
I was hoping we wouldn't have an argument the night before the Christmas event. But darn, we are. We're having an argument.
The people are going to think we're fighting now.
I know. Here we go again. We're having
Scott
a big argument.
Scott and Carrington saga continues.
No, but see, but that's interesting, though, because people perceive that we're having an argument. We are very comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
I don't think we could have these conversations if we weren't.
No.
But I don't think anybody is. I find people endlessly interesting. I am curious about everybody. Like, you might find that thing I said about Caitlin odd. I'm just curious. I want to know what her life's like.
I don't think that's
I want to know why she wanted to be a pharmacist. I want to know what it's like to be a 32-year-old pharmacist. I want to know why she wanted two kids. I want to know how the marriage is going. I want to know how you balance all that. I want to know why you ended up at Kroger. I want to know everything. That's me.
Dude, and I think I said
dude. Hey, dude. The real person's starting to come out. I never said that before. Dude. Let me tell you, dude. Go ahead.
I agree. I think I'm similar, though. I do like to know about people. I could answer most of those questions, I think, that you just asked about her, because we've talked about them.
If you went up and asked the baggers at Kroger, they
know that you want to know.
Oh, they know. I go through their life with them. Every time if they get at the end, I go through their life.
So are you saying, like, I haven't given you enough? Like, you're like...
No, I think you give me what you want to give me.
Okay.
I think you give me the answers you think I want to hear.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't think you'd ever tell me anything that was something you think I wouldn't want to hear, or something that was like
selective answering.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're just telling me what you think won't get you in any kind of hot water. Like, nobody could ever use to blackmail you or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess people don't typically portray blackmailable information.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
No, but
I mean,
you've told me things that, I mean, if I was ever going to blackmail, I could. But I just wouldn't do it.
We've only known each other for like 4 months. I am not ready to give you information to ruin my life. Come on.
Some people are more open.
They're like in the door and they're like, oh.
Yeah, they start telling you things.
Maybe it's just because you brought up something on the air that one time.
That never happened.
I think it's the
you
lack
can't
of
even
trust.
Tell me what it is, so I don't believe that that's true. But like,
it was so insignificant.
No, there is a bagger who I met the first time I met him. What is his name? Oh, I don't remember his name.
You tell him what you care about this guy.
I don't care about
okay,
him.
Okay, so what's his face? You meet what's his face.
What's his face? But he's 15 years old, and he's a music prodigy. And I was so fascinated by him. He plays like 10 instruments. He knows, he gave diatonic and tonic music, and he was giving me this whole thing.
Is he a new hire currently?
Yes, yes.
Job.
I was so fascinated by this
kid. I think I've actually seen this guy before.
Oh, he was so fascinating.
He just told me that he got a gig somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. He was telling me about how he doesn't like to sing, but the choir people want him to sing, and he can't. We got to, I mean, this is how deep he got. Now, this is where I think he's not faking anything. He was telling me about how he doesn't like to sing anymore because he only sang for his grandma, and his grandma died.
Oh.
That's my first conversation
okay,
with him.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know if I have things that are that deep.
Yes, you do. You don't want to tell him, but that's okay, too.
I'll think about it. I'll see if I can get some deep stuff.
No, you don't have to do it. I'm just saying I think there's a veneer there that maybe you just don't let drop with certain people.
I don't know. I don't see it.
You understand it, though.
Are we talking like
her?
With me.
Yeah. That there's a little bit of a veneer there that she just, you know, goes through the motions.
I think that you definitely act different than you did the first few weeks you were on here, though.
That's true.
So
yes, but I think I'm more authentic now. I wasn't I'm not super comfortable the first time I came in.
I still think you're probably, you know,
a little like I'm working up to it.
Yeah, a little bit. Like whether you think you are or not, I genuinely believe that at the very least, subconsciously, When you are uncomfortable or in an unfamiliar situation with somebody you don't know, you have a tendency to put on a bit of a show because you just don't know that person.
Yeah, because you have brought up this thing to me, I don't know how many times, about I said something on the air that was, but you say, oh, but I don't remember
I don't
what,
know
that,
what it was.
I don't believe that, because you would not bring that up to me over and over and over if you did not remember
it. I swear I don't remember what it was. I would tell you if I remembered.
See, but it was just like, really you bring it up and then you say, but it was like so insignificant.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if it was,
but you keep bringing it up.
If it was insignificant, then
you wouldn't bring
then
it up.
You would either, one, not, like, it wouldn't have mattered that it was on the air first off, or second off, you just wouldn't have brought it up.
I know, I only brought it off because we were talking about how you like never bring up things, and I just remember like we were sitting like on there like live one time, and you had said something that I was like, oh, like I didn't think you would like mention that or something, and like it was fine, but like
I would remember it.
But I just remembered it. But I don't remember what the thing was. It was like, in my mind for a split second. I was like, okay, whatever. Like it didn't matter.
Yeah, but you know that could also be a product of you doing that. Because you have said things off the air. You said, well, I don't really want to talk about that. And then you'll come on and you'll talk about it.
I know.
And
I
think you do the exact opposite, too. Yeah. You'll say you want to talk about something. No, never mind.
Who can keep track of that?
That's true. No, that's fair. I didn't say I'm not confusing. It's just,
like, and I know you said this on the air, so I know I'm okay to say it. But when you broke up with your boyfriend, you came in and you said to both of us, I do not want to talk about this on the air. Do not bring this up.
I brought it up.
And then you came on and you said, you know, I'm going to talk about this. And I'm like, well, why did you say that to us?
I was probably going back and forth. It was like the conflict with my coworker. I was like, all day, I was like, should I say something? Should I not say something? And then, like, it was in the moment. You know, you're like, okay, I think I'm ready.
Yeah, well, then you can't blame somebody.
I don't blame you. I'm not upset about it.
You brought
it
up many times.
I do not blame you.
You hold this against me. I wish I knew what it was, because I don't ever remember saying anything, even remotely. Because I know the things you don't want to talk about.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like
yeah.
I mean, you said things earlier tonight. Now that I know if I brought up right now, you would not like it.
Yeah.
And I would not do that. And you didn't have to tell me don't bring it up.
Yes. That's fair.
So that's all I'm saying.
I know. I trust you.
I don't think you do, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
Because that veneer.
If I seem fake, I'm sorry.
You know what it is? I think a lot of people come, and maybe it's an age thing, or maybe it's, I don't know what it is. But like when I was talking to Job that day, I just met this kid. And he's asking advice on things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that in a way is a bonding moment. And I think you think that everybody's a little different and that you don't need any advice.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think you need advice.
You think I need advice?
I think you need advice.
On what?
Oh, God.
Whatever. Keep it inside here.
We can't even get into all this stuff.
You think that I don't think I can take advice?
I don't think you solicit advice like most people do.
What do you mean?
Like, what do you think? You know, what do you think about this? You know, I got this thing going on. What do you think about it? That's usually what they do.
And I don't say, what do you think?
Yeah. Like, Matt has even done that. Mm. I mean, Matt's brother has done that. We've talked about that. People just normally do it. You seem to be a little, I don't think it's that you don't care what people think.
No.
I think it's, you don't want to ask. I don't know. It's like you're on a different, you're like on a different plane.
My own world.
Yeah.
No, I guess I just think it's like, it's kind of asking a lot of somebody to like explain something and then have to like formulate a solution.
Oh,
I guess
take me long.
I guess I just all the time feel really conflicted about things, and like I think about them a lot, and so like I think I've probably already thought of most solutions or like most things other people could suggest, which is does sound like I'm like
ego.
Oh, I don't.
That's ego.
That's ego. You think
that is ego?
Oh my gosh, that's true. I mean, maybe I need to start.
You're hoity-toity.
I guess anytime I have asked people's advice on things, I typically just don't get a breakthrough clarity moment, and I'm like, okay, yep, this is kind of the same thing, which like that's dismissive. You're right. Like I wish I wanted advice more often.
You know, when you ask somebody's advice, you don't have to take it.
No, I know, but sometimes it's just like I'm like, ah, it's not worth it.
Jump in, Matt.
I don't know, a lot of the times also I don't like to give advice, because I feel like if I give advice and the person takes my advice and so it turns out, say it turns out good, okay. Who takes the credit for that? Me, because I told them to do that thing, or I suggested they do it, or them, because it was their win?
Usually I don't know if they take the advice or not.
But if they took my advice and they failed, is it their failure, or is it mine? Because I asked them to do it. I told them that was the right course of action.
Who cares?
No, you always add the blanket statement of, yeah, but I'm not sure. At the end of whatever advice you give.
It's advice. It's not an order.
Yeah, I know. But I just, I don't want to give them the impression that I'm like, you should do this. And then they do it. And they're like, what the heck?
Yeah,
so I'm like, well, I said I didn't know for sure.
This is something I've never thought about in my life.
You've never thought about this? I always think about
it. Lot of things that are, I guess I will for like smaller things, like fantasy football a lot of the times when people ask for my opinion. Like, I tell them because I watch football, I guess. But like, on bigger things, I'll just be like, a lot of the times that people ask for my opinion on the topic or ask for advice, I'll just be like, I can't really help you there, because what if you do what I suggest and it doesn't go well?
Yeah.
I just don't want to be it's not my problem. I don't want you to take my advice and then it be my problem when you failed because you did the thing I
supposed
to do.
You know what? Listen, I'm not even going to say this on the air, but your mom just sent me a message, and you can read that, but that's all I'm going to say. You know what? It makes Matt, she's listening out there tonight, and thank you. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You see that message?
Oh, yeah. My mom traded me shifts so I could go.
But earlier on, I said to you, is any of your people coming to the thing? And you said, I don't know. I don't think I told them.
I mean, I didn't really tell anybody. But, I mean, my mom just, I mean, the only reason my mom knows is because I asked to get that day. Well, I asked to move my shift back that day at work, so they had to ask some people, ask around. So she was told by somebody else at work. I did not mention it.
What a tangled web we weave.
Work knew before my mom knew.
That's all I'm saying. So there you go.
I'm a phony.
No, I didn't call you a phony. No, I just think you... I bet you are a lot different away. And I think that's why... it's interesting because was it last week or the week before you said you were going to go get in a hot tub when the show was over?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know, not that I would ever be in a hot tub with anybody because that just seems very strange. But, yeah, why do I want to go get in a hot tub with anybody?
Why do you want to go swimming?
I don't really like to swim.
Maybe people just have different enjoyment than you.
I'm not saying you're weird. I'm saying I wouldn't want to do
okay.
it.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay, if you wanted to go to the beach, I would go to the beach. But I'm not a swimmer. I'm not a big...
Hot tub's fun. It's like you can't really get...
Like in, sitting around with people in a hot tub?
Yeah, we're just chit-chatting. Oh. The bubbles, the changing colors.
I just
it's
don't
fun.
Have that. No.
The only reason I like hot tubs is because you can go outside when there's snow on the ground and get in a hot tub.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fine for people. But all I'm saying is... Yeah, I'm judging. I'm just saying, I don't think, I think that group of people sees a little different side than what we see in the minutes we're with you.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's all.
Yeah,
I don't think that makes you a phony.
This is different, though.
What?
Broadcasting on radio.
Yeah, but what if, okay, what if we got, what if the three of us went out and had pizza? Now, are we going to see a different side of you there?
Maybe.
Or what would we see?
I don't know, maybe I would be a little sillier? I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't tell you what's different.
I think there's stuff under there. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
It's okay, though.
Okay.
Everybody's entitled to their own privacies.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Everybody's got privacies. Oh, here's an interesting thing. I've been talking about this book forever, and today
I'm... Not to interrupt. Don't we have a top 10 list?
We do have a top 10 list.
Okay.
We'll get
sorry.
It in. It's a very quick one.
I was watching the clock. I was just making sure.
Tonight.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, good. You'll be a good moderator down the road. Watching the clock. And I was talking to Bob today, who's published two books, and I think now I'm going to publish the book. Because why not now?
What do you mean, why not now?
Well,
the
always...
issue was you didn't want to create drama. Did
someone
die? Who died?
No, they're still alive. But you know what? I've come to realize, as time has passed, that not everybody is ever going to die. And if you don't like what I said about you, I don't really care. You know, you don't have to like me.
You know... It's almost like we had a whole show talking about whether or not he should release this book one time.
Right.
And all of a sudden, talking to Bob one time made it all better.
Well, I was talking with Bob about the publisher he used and how they bounded and how you could order the books and how you could do that sort of thing. And I got to thinking, you know, this is not as hard as I think. The book, the hard part's over. It's written.
Yeah.
And you know what? All it'll make me to be is an honest person. Nobody's going to read the book and think, you know, he was... You know how some people write a book and it's just only the good stuff? Well, mine is not. It's the bad stuff, too. But it's, you know, they'll have to say I'm honest. They might not like what I say, but they'll have to say I'm honest.
That's true.
You know what the main problem was? After I mentioned the book the first time, I'll tell you why it made me a little hesitant. When I mentioned it the first time, somebody came to me, and I'm not going to say who, but they said, am I in the book? And I said, yeah. And they said, no, I don't want to be in the book. Well, that creates a whole problem.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know what I wrote about them.
Yeah, maybe you wrote great things. They were like, please just don't include me in the book.
Well, I don't think anybody I trashed. I don't think I went out of my way to trash anybody.
Good.
I mean, even think the people who I guess trash implies that you're saying something that's not true. Even people who I told the truth about who were not the nicest people in the world, I did say something good about them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think nobody's all bad.
Are me and Matt in the book?
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes, because I had to go
are
back.
You ready to be trashed?
I'm excited.
Tell the real truth about you.
I'm going to be like, guys, did you know that I'm featured in a published book? Like,
yeah. Well, no, because the book is basically three parts. It's childhood, because I don't think a lot of people know about that.
Right.
It's broadcasting,
mm-hmm.
so that would be that part. And then it's more just kind of observational things that went on,
okay.
where I think I learned something in life.
Gotcha. I want to read it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Well, I think it's fascinating from the perspective of you would learn a lot more about me than I would ever tell you.
Yeah, no, I'll be coming on here and I'll know a lot about you and we can talk about it.
You know, for some reason it's easier to write about things than talk about them.
I agree. I think it's so much easier, like especially if you're in like an argument of some sort with somebody. Like I would rather text it out than like be face to face almost. You can organize your thoughts better, I think.
But it's a happy ending though. You
good.
Know, I mean, because I think I have on the whole had a good life. I mean, there have been unhappy moments. And you know what the main thing that made me want to publish it was? There are two things in specific that I think will help other people. The argument in my brain is not over will I tick people off. If I tick people off, that's fine. It'll probably sell the book. Controversy creates cash. But the real pusher that got me close to it after talking with Bob today was, I thought, you know, there are two things that I got through that if other people can get through, if I can get, maybe let's say if he got through it, I can get through it. And so there you go. That's what I said. Okay. You know?
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah. I'm excited.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Do we have any, like, timeline set on this yet, or is it just...
No, I would say soon. I would say probably early in the new year, because the book's already written, so now it's just a matter of sending it to the publisher.
All right, well, as soon as you get a date, let us know. I'm excited.
And now you want to hear the top 10 list.
I do want to hear the top
10 reasons I won't publish my book. No, here we go. Let's get that drum roll going. This should be good. It's another Thanksgiving theme, one from the home office in Columbus, Ohio. Top 10 reason... At his retirement home, the top 10 people visiting Ronald McDonald for Thanksgiving dinner. Did you understand that topic? At his retirement home, the top 10 people visiting Ronald McDonald during Thanksgiving dinner.
I don't think this one's going to be funny. I don't think it's going to be funny.
Well, you're so judgmental.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm going to remain optimistic.
Okay. Number 10, Aunt Jemima.
That's good.
She's there, of course. Number 9, Uncle Ben. Number 8, the Marlboro Man.
Who is the Marlboro Man?
Cigarette guy.
She knew.
Marlboro. I
kind of figured it was, but I didn't know that they had a dude.
I don't know what he looks like. I've never...
Cowboy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sounds right.
Number 7, Mrs. Butterworth. Number 6, Colonel Sanders. Number 5, Mr. Peanut. Number 7, Maya, the Land O'Lakes native woman.
Is that
her name's Maya.
Interesting.
Number 3, Mr. Whipple. He's a toilet paper guy. Number 2, Frito Bandito. And the number 1 person visiting Ronald McDonald for Thanksgiving dinner in the retirement home, Chief Wahoo. And P.S., they were served the Aflac duck. Aflac. There you go. That's the top 10 list for tonight. Well, how'd it go for you, Carrington?
I guess I'm confused about the theme a little bit. Is this supposed to be like characters that were written off in history? Like, is this a controversial thing?
I think they're just retired characters.
Yeah.
Is Ronald McDonald retired?
Well, not anymore. I saw the parade. Like, oh, he was out there.
I don't know if you were there the show that we were looking. We even called McDonald's that show to see what was up with the fact that Ronald McDonald was retired and why they did it, and they wouldn't tell us.
I didn't know he was retired. I thought he was still...
He was at the... He came back yesterday.
Yeah,
apparently he came out of retirement. He was at the
he had
parade.
A whole float.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I didn't realize he was retired, so I think that's why I didn't get it.
Did you see the balloons? Yesterday in the parade?
In the parade?
McDonald?
I didn't see a Ronald McDonald balloon.
Oh,
there
was
Ronald
McDonald.
Was he
right? I about fell over in the kitchen. I was there and I was cooking and I had the parade on and there was Ronald McDonald. I thought, oh my God, there he is. I thought he was dead.
You called the police. You're like, we found him.
I thought he's here. And then all of a sudden there was a balloon. There was a big balloon right there in New York. I thought, oh my gosh.
Of Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I'm so sad I missed this. But I wouldn't have known.
But you watched the parade.
I did. I didn't see the first 30 minutes.
What, were you asleep?
I had a sleepover with one of my friends. And
what is with you and these sleepovers?
Me and my friends hang out a lot, I told you.
No, not hang out with friends is fine. I never slept over.
I mean, I used to do a sleepover at my friend's house a lot when I was younger, but now that I have a car, I just kind of, I leave when I'm ready for bed. I leave and then I go home and then I go to sleep.
We're going to hold over 5 minutes because we had a 3-minute newscast, but I got to get this started. I forgot to tell it last week and I had it written down. So you want to know something personal? Here's something personal for you in the book.
Please, we're waiting.
Okay, here's a little personal thing for you. This is not going to seem all that personal in the end, but it was my Thanksgiving story. Once upon a Thanksgiving, and it kind of relates to a relationship story. A matter of fact, it's the girl who I was engaged to.
Okay.
So God bless her heart.
She's a fan favorite.
Yes. So after I moved out, because I found her to be frightening at that point, I said, we did remain friends. There was never like an awkward moment. We had known each other before. We had known each other after. And she would come visit me where I was living at that time. At that time, I met another girl who would come over and visit. So the first girl did not know about the second girl. Now, this is why it's a Thanksgiving story. So it was Thanksgiving, and I had the big family Thanksgiving, and I'd been to that, and I came home that night, and the new girl came over to visit and brought me turkey.
Okay.
Very nice girl. So she's over visiting, and all of a sudden, I see the old girl pull up outside. And I did not know she was coming.
Oh, you're shaking your boots.
This
you're
is a
like
bad time.
Sweating.
This is a bad time.
Yeah.
So I said to the new girl, words I thought I would never say in my life, go get in the bathroom.
You actually told this girl to hide?
I'm telling you the truth here.
Why did you tell her to hide?
Well, how am I going to explain that on the Thanksgiving night?
How are you going to explain that you had to kick her into the bathroom?
Yeah. Either one is...
I could explain that
and
later
that's
on.
That's the new girl. I think you
And she
you
brought me turkey.
You need to hurt the past girl. That one's already over.
I wasn't trying to hurt anybody. I just wanted to get her out of there.
I know, but if I'm a girl and I just started seeing somebody and they said, can you go hang out in the bathroom for a little bit while I take care
of
something?
I'm not sure we were seeing each other. Okay. She brought me turkey.
Okay, well...
That's why this is a Thanksgiving
story.
Well,
why do you... If you're not seeing each other, I'm not sure why she had to hide in the bathroom.
Because the other girl I knew would not take this well.
That you had new friends.
Yes.
Okay, either way, it would be weird if you're embarrassed to be friends with somebody and you're like, hey, you got to get in the bathroom because this other person
doesn't
see you.
So she goes in the bathroom.
Oh, my gosh.
So then the old girl comes in, and I'm trying to make a conversation. And I know, like, a minute into the conversation, she either heard me say, go get in the bathroom, or something. So she knows. I clearly know that she knows.
That's why you don't lie, Scott. You always get caught in the end.
I didn't lie, because she never asked me if anybody was in the
bathroom.
Yeah,
you didn't lie. You were just hiding someone in your bathroom.
I thought maybe she had to use the bathroom. Yeah. So anyway.
Hey, you look like you got to use the bathroom.
Go in there real quick. Get in there quick.
Hurry,
get in the bathroom. So the old girl goes over toward the bathroom to open up the door. And So she opens up the door, and obviously there's a girl in the bathroom. And she took a drink. I don't remember if it was soda or what it was, water. I don't remember. But the old girl took that and threw it on the floor. And I remember it exploded. And then she left in tears. And that was a Thanksgiving several years ago. Now, I tell that story because that's a personal story. And there you go.
That's in your book.
Yeah, it's in the book.
I think you played that a little wrong there, Scott. Played it
well, how
up.
Would you have done it? Excuse
I think
me.
You should have been more honest with the girls up front about what
Open
was going
honest.
On.
I didn't have a lot of time to think about it.
Open and honest is always the strat. What
how
about
you
honest?
The girl's there on Thanksgiving night, and all of a sudden the headlights show up. What do you do?
It's about what you should have done different in the past, I think, and it's probably keeping it clear with both of them, because right now we said you're not seeing the second girl.
I don't think I was.
So why
did the first girl leave in tears?
Because the first girl was the girl who thought she was engaged to me,
but
and
you
had
already broken it off with her, right? This is why you don't hang out with your exes. You need to clean cut that off.
No, she came over to... What was I supposed to do? Keep her out? To get away?
Well, you say, hey, girl, it sounds like you want an engagement. I am not your guy, so maybe we should...
That's what I said when I left, but she still wanted to come around.
Okay.
I was trying not to hurt anybody's feelings.
I get it, but I don't know.
How would you want
to... It's a tough situation.
Yeah, what would you have done?
First off, I wouldn't have announced a fake engagement.
No, but it happened.
Gathering.
So listen, we're past that
right,
at that point.
Right,
like
so then
year.
You have to make it clear to them that you're not interested in them.
I think I moved out.
Okay, well then at that point, I don't think it's your responsibility to monitor that girl's feelings if she's still choosing to come over.
I'm a carer.
Oh, well, okay, well, she needs to know. If you guys aren't a thing, like, maybe she shouldn't be hanging out with you if she can't handle the fact that you could be talking
to
somebody else.
I just
else.
Knew that wouldn't go over well.
Yeah. But it doesn't sound like she should have been coming over.
I think you played it a little wrong there. Like I said, I would have just waited for her to come. I don't know. I would have just been honest. I think you definitely made it worse by telling the other girl to go hide in the bathroom.
Yeah. Hide in the bathroom was not your best moment, and that's okay. I'm glad you're sharing the highs and the lows of your life in this narrative.
You know, once it was over, though, I didn't care. The girl came out of the bathroom, and we finished the turkey. It was fine.
She kept hanging out after this girl
yes.
threw a drink.
Yeah, she was fine.
Oh, my gosh.
What did she say about the whole fiasco?
The whole get in the bathroom and stay there.
She didn't think she ever brought that up.
Oh, okay. She just breezed over that.
Yeah. She just must have left the bathroom and be like, it makes sense now. We're cool.
I don't remember having a conversation about it.
That's so funny.
Just moved on.
I think moved on. I think she said, wow, you know, she's crazy or something like
See,
that.
See, that's one of those things where I feel like a guy can do that and the girl's going to be like, huh, that was weird, and then move on. But, like, if the roles were reversed, I think the girl would have been perceived as crazy. Like, your engagement story. Like, I understand these are different levels, but, like, we're out here like, oh, wow, what a psycho. But if a guy does that, I just think people perceive it
Here's
differently.
Here's the difference. When I first met this girl who, because she knew that I had moved. I made the mistake of telling her that I had moved out. The second girl.
Okay.
Like, right after that, I got a really bad cold. and right. she knew that I got this cold. She showed up with chicken noodle soup and NyQuil and stuff because she knew I was sick. So I knew that clearly this was not just a friendship on her behalf, but it was on my behalf because I liked being alone at that point. I had just been in this thing that I was happy to get out of. So I just...
You didn't feel like it was... She didn't do anything clear enough for you to be like, hey, we're just friends.
No. But I knew that the first girl was not going to react well to that if she saw her there on Thanksgiving night.
Right. It does seem like she's at a family... function. Okay, yes. I see where the misunderstanding
and I had about 10 seconds to think. But how am I going to handle this? I'll get in the bathroom.
Okay.
I think I would have just left it go.
If she'd have walked in and saw her, it would have been worse.
I just think the first girl should not have been coming over on Thanksgiving. You guys were over, and I think she was having trouble accepting that.
You know, everybody who I depart with has trouble.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what that is.
Maybe because they're like, oh my gosh, he never cared about me whenever they're...
Well, the truth is, I really don't. But that's the whole point. And I hate to say, listen, you want
that's
honesty?
Terrible.
That's honesty. No matter how the relationship ends, I really don't care at the end because it's over.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I probably didn't care what was going on. You know, a few weeks ago, I got some bad feedback when I said that anytime I'd said I loved anybody, it was all phony.
People didn't like that.
But that's truthful.
Yeah.
People don't want the truth. No. So, there you go. Tomorrow, plug it quick.
So, tomorrow at 6, there will be a truck parade that Scott will be announcing. And after the truck parade at 7 in Founders Park, there will be a tree lighting ceremony in which Jack Kellogg, longest mayor in Marion's history...
16 years.
...is going to be lighting the tree. Scott will be reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Me and Carrington will be there singing. Santa Claus will be there. It's going to be a whole big thing. You won't want to miss it.
I am wholly excited for this event. Tomorrow night, we're going to have fun.
I'm excited as well.
There's going to be pictures and video and a whole bit. People already asked to see video of this whole thing.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be big fun. So, what have we learned tonight, quick? What'd you learn, Matt?
Tonight I learned that, I don't know.
Learned a lot.
We've covered a lot. Yeah, I learned that Matt wants a washer and dryer for Christmas.
That's true.
Nothing exciting. That's okay.
I don't want to pay.
Sure.
Merry Christmas from the Maytag, man.
I learned that Carrington doesn't like the fact that I want a washer and dryer for Christmas.
Boy, there's not a lot to learn here.
Wow, a lot about the washer and dryer.
Yeah. That's all we got?
I learned Scott's going to release his book, and I am excited about it.
I am also excited about the book.
That's going to be a big drop.
Yeah.
Second book I've released, though.
I even learned that you're going to get Bob to help you release it.
Yeah, Bob and I. I like Bob. Bob's a good guy.
I like
and,
Bob.
You know, it's all... He told all in his book, and that was also a little thing. You know, he told about some very personal things, and I thought, well, I can do that.
That's inspiring.
I can do that.
If Bob can do it, I can do it.
Well, what am I going to wait? To be dead? What if I get hit by a bus tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'll make sure it gets published. I mean, I guess I don't know where it is, but I'll harass somebody until it gets done.
Well, it needs to be out there because people need to know the truth about some people. You know?
Good. It's exciting.
And things.
Dropping some secrets.
Yeah, drop it. Well, like that story.
Grand reveal.
But wasn't that?
You're Britney Spears right now.
Well, I told the story about Thanksgiving night.
That's true.
I thought about that last night. I thought, boy, I've had bad Thanksgivings. That was not a good Thanksgiving.
Was that the worst one, though?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I don't know how it could get much worse than that.
One time I got burnt the house down, but that's literally.
Okay.
When people
say,
I can't get into that, but it's a whole thing. That's a whole nother can of worms. All right, well, tomorrow night we will be down in Founders Park, the official beginning of Christmas here at WPH in the city of Marion, starting at 6 p.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. For Carrington and Matt, this is Scott Spears for this Friday night heading for the dugout.
You think kids that age really listen?
They never admit it, Bill, but they hear more than you think.
Talk. They hear you. For more information about talking with kids about underage drinking, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, this is Pastor Craig inviting you to join me every Friday at 1:15. I'll have guests on sharing stories of how they are impacting culture. We'll also cover some news stories that you may not hear.